Commercialism or purity of technology, especially in the open source business. And the question was, how do I separate commercial aspects from the purity of the technology from an open source point of view? Now, if you are running a open source product or technology or group, then I think it's imperative that you actually separate the commercial entity from the open source part or the open source entity. And one of the easiest ways to do this is by having a website which is totally separate from the commercial website. And a good example is SpringSource, which is purveyors of the Spring Framework, who recently have bought into the Grails or provide Grails. Even though on the Grails, newgrails.org website, some of the parts are still clearly original Grails, you can see sponsorship by SpringSource, and sometimes that works for you and sometimes against you. But separate the commercial entity from open source entity. That's definitely the way to go. Number two, be as passionate as you can, as if you were not working for the company that actually sponsors the framework or the technology or the group. Number three, quantify and qualify. By that, if you make sure the number of commits or the number of contributions actually are equally distributed between the sponsor and people who have no commercial interest in the actual framework itself. In other words, external commuters external commuters is very paramount. Number four is to communicate, listen, discuss and act. So you want to be able to listen and make sure you're listening to external committers, because if they get tired and don't see their commits or suggestions heeded, then they will surely discuss amounts themselves and leave. And a good example of this is the OpenJDK. It took Sun quite a long time to have external committers and community involvement. So from the get-go, you really have to think about allowing external committers into your software development process. And number five, delegate your work streams. Now that you've got an open source group or technology, you really will have some interest if it's commercially viable and if people are practically interested in your technology. So it helps to get the very interested involved in small subsections of the work. And that's my list of commercialism or versus the purity of technology today. Bye for now. See you at DevOps.